The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Where'd the Thundersticks go? Nobody knows?
He went to his office.
He what?
He went to his office, I think, to drop off a laptop.
What? Why? Why?
I think he's done with the one that makes a lot of noise. Now he's going to use the one that makes all the noise.
What do you think about Robbins Brothers today?
Well, I'm glad they're part of the show, and we actually have maybe a Texans highlight to use. We haven't used a lot of Texans highlights lately for Robbins Brothers, but we have a special one. And to decide the game, John, can you guess what it was?
I can guess.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Off the play fake, towards the end zone for Hopkins.
Oh, baby.
What a grab. Touchdown, Texans.
Wow.
From Watson to Hopkins. Who's got 10 catches?
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play! What a play! What did you think of that Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week?
That was pretty, pretty good.
You thought it was pretty good?
It was. Was it Nuke's greatest catch you've ever seen? I mean, now remember, we've seen some spectacular.
He was here and he heard us talking about that, right?
No. When he left, he suggested that be the play.
Yeah, okay.
So he just made
we get 2 minute bathroom breaks.
You leave a minute thirty in.
Yes.
I'm listening to John's commercials because they matter to me.
No, they don't.
I was thinking about getting the stuff he just did.
What stuff?
Huh?
Nudie lingerie.
Well, yeah, the lingerie thing.
For yourself?
No, for my wife for a Christmas present, because I listen to what he says.
You want nudie lingerie for yourself?
No, I have my wife wear it. That's fine. That's good.
Yeah.
So, from a DeAndre Hopkins standpoint, he's had lots of incredible catches, but that was a game-winning touchdown with a guy draped all over him. I mean, his ball skills are the best in the league. It's not. I know Odell made a catch like 7 years ago that people still keep. But what about this catch?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about these 17 catches? And he stays on the field, and he is productive, and he doesn't scream at people and throw things around on the sideline and act crazy.
So, how many double-digit touchdown seasons does Nuke have?
Two.
That's just three.
Wow, Andre was zero.
Any other Texans receiver ever zero.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I mean, he just has to keep playing football. He's the greatest Texans receiver that ever played. And it feels sacrilegious to say something like that.
But it's true.
But I mean, it is.
He does have a better quarterback than Andre ever had.
Yeah, well, you say that, but Andre played an offense that was very quarterback friendly. And David Carr looked for him a lot. I mean, not David Carr, but Matt Schaub looked for him. Well, Carr and Schaub. Yeah, it is true, though, that he... Now, Nuke has only had Watson for, what, 20 games now in that neighborhood? Yeah. So it's not like he's had him a ton. But, yeah, that one year or half a season with Brock where Brock wasn't finding him, and then Hoyer got in, and like Hoyer, that was Hoyer and Mallett, not Brock. But Hoyer could find him, not a problem. Hoyer found him a lot. Hoyer loved throwing to DeAndre Hopkins. But Brock didn't, and it was just, I mean, that was a huge mess. But other than that, you know, Andre did not have good hands. Andre had a lot of drops back in the day. We didn't talk about that a lot because Dre was so great, and we were less focused on the negative as a people. But Dre had some issues with the dropsies. He was not great with some of those contested catches.
He got better as his, early on in his career. He would, you know, his double, he made some more.
He was up to like 8+ drops every single year. It was pretty high, his drop count. But Dre made big plays, and there was just something about him being the best Texan at the beginning of that franchise's organization. You know, the organization's beginning. He was the second first round pick of all time in 2003. He just has a special place in our heart. But Nuke Hopkins, I mean, he's not fast, but gets open. He creates catch space for himself. His ball skills are on top of the league, at the top of the charts in the league. He's a high-volume pass catch guy. He's contested catch guy. He can make plays down the field. He's a red zone assassin. He's an ultra, ultra competitive player. I mean, he just has to keep playing. This is now Altuve and Biggio type stuff, or Altuve and Bagwell. If that's your thing, you're wrong. But it's Altuve Biggio. But it's just like Altuve Biggio, where if your argument is for Biggio over Altuve, that's fine. Altuve just has to keep playing.
That's all, and then he'll be.
And that's probably the case. Yeah, it is. I didn't think I was ever going to say that with DeAndre Hopkins, but that really is where he is. That's how good he is.
Yeah. I'm torn on this one, but I like Deshaun in no huddle. I like to hurry up. Deshaun seems to be more comfortable.
He's more rhythmic. It's what he did in college.
That's right.
As well.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, he did it in college.
And I don't know, but after the third week when they were 0-3, it seemed like Bill O'Brien was more creative, more innovative, more moving pockets, more.
There's still some
play action going on, but everything's pocket for him. Why don't they move the pocket a little bit more? Especially when Deshaun almost got decapitated, yet he somehow escaped. He doesn't see the guy from the backside blitz. And it's on him because he's got to know where everybody is, how many blockers he's got for how many guys, and have hot reads. And he almost got killed, and yet he's escaped somehow and got the playoff. But I just think that he would be so much better off if you tried to move some stuff, put him on the run a little bit, have him rolling out some. I don't know. It just seemed like Bill O'Brien was doing a lot more, and now he's gotten back to this staid kind of offense pocket. And Deshaun's not a great – he's just not a great pocket guy.
I don't think there's anything wrong with running fake jet sweep looks just to keep – all it is a way to keep defenses at bay a little bit. I'm kind of – you know, I understand that Bill O'Brien comes from the Bill Belichick school of you don't show the same game plan 2 weeks in a row. Bill Belichick is huge on that. You're never going to see the game plans 2 weeks in a row. You're not Bill Belichick. Deshaun is not Tom Brady. You know what? It's okay to show the same kind of looks. It's okay. Sometimes you do want to just do the Gary Kubiak thing, which is just execute. Do what we do and execute. And I think one of the things where Deshaun is being hurt right now is they're bouncing all over the place in terms of what they're going to do and who they're going to be. And I know that that makes it harder on defense to prepare for. But that's not where Deshaun Watson is in his career. And maybe that's not the kind of quarterback he is. Maybe he needs to be, this is my system, and I'm going to work in my system and execute my system. And that's okay to win that way, too.
And they were doing that.
He needs zone read looks to pump fake and put guys on the defensive.
Right. Now, he did that in the second play and ran a nice run. Then he did it a little bit later, and I thought he should have handed off, and yet he tried to run, and he got killed.
Yeah, there was loss of one. But my whole point is, when you fake that look, you can throw off of that. All it does is it's just play action. That's all. It just looks different than all that is play action. It freezes linebackers. All you're doing is forcing people to react as opposed to attack. And right now what the Texans need is they don't need a bunch of guys coming downhill attacking them. They need people in reactive mode. And that's one of the ways Bill O'Brien was able to stem that flow a little bit was putting some of that in. And we saw it against, I want to say, it was either the Titans or the Dolphins. One of those big offensive games is where we saw a lot of that. And I think he needs to get back to that on a regular basis. It helps when QT is healthy.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Oh, really? The season, again, with the season depends on Kiki QT?
No, it doesn't depend on it. But you know what? God. At some point, when you draft wide receivers.
This is my life. It depends on Kiki QT.
Well, when you draft receivers, you should expect them to play.
Yeah. Hey, what? Fifth round? Yeah, really?
No, that's fourth round slot receivers. You're picking the guys up off the street. You had Joe Webb as a slot receiver. You can't run that zone action.
Really. That was just
he got lots of reps.
Yeah, I know.
But you can't run the same offense when Joe Webb is in the
field. Because you have to have 11 guys. That's why.
Well, I know, but you can't run all that jet sweep stuff freaking Webb.
Joe Webb is right there. I'm throwing the nuke. It doesn't matter who's standing right there. We've seen that. It could be 88.
But
it could be 5.
You can't
it
have
could
the
be
same
83.
Looks. Joe Webb probably didn't even know all the plays.
So
that's who you had.
Just stand here.
And what did you think about? I guess Deontay Foreman is going to be a factor this week potentially. He was inactive. Bill O'Brien went with two running backs. Maybe it's time to go with three running backs because Alfred Blue doesn't have enough to be a factor in the running game if he's given multiple carries.
Well, aren't you better with And oh, by the way,
where is Foreman?
And Kayvon Webster too, who was inactive. It sure would be nice to have a guy. I hope he can run. He's had zero Achilles for whatever. I mean, his feet are just. I don't care. It just seems to me like that dude. Even if he has right now, if he has an Achilles tear, he would be a better option than Sharice Wright right now. That's all I'm saying. And yes. Wow. Deontay Foreman would be
better than Sharice.
I'm sorry.
That feels strong.
I just think if he
That's
was
Petey Fagan stuff right
if
there.
If he was crawling, he would be a better option right now than double move. Double move is really having
Sharice
a hard
time. Sharice Wright isn't even close enough to reach out and grab a guy to stop him from running by him. It's like, okay, I'm beat here, but I'll reach out and grab him. At least I'll get a pass interference. He's not even close enough.
No.
He's not close enough.
No, he almost was. He was diving, almost touched his feet. It was awesome. You know what else is awesome? Champion Energy. You heard Justin right here on ESPN 97.5. He switched over about 6 months ago. He's like, holy crap. It's unbelievable. It is really unbelievable. He said, yeah, I signed up with somebody else. And I never looked at my bill. And then I look at my bill and I go, yeah, well, I got free nights. I got free weekends. I got a great rate. And then my service fee was actually more than double how much the bill was. So it more than doubled the bill, the service fee. What? But that's how they get you. So they can say all of these things and we're going to do. But the bottom line is the bottom line. Are you going to pay less? And the answer is yes with Champion Energy. And it's so easy to get to, so easy to sign up. It takes you about 5 minutes to save all this money. 1560energy.com, 1560energy.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Oh.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's fun, you know, when it comes down and you have an opportunity on the big stage to lead your team to victory. It's in my DNA. Done it a lot in college and, you know, got to continue to do it in the NFL at this level because the best do it. And like I said before, every game comes down to that final drive. And when you have the ball in your hands and the opportunity to win it.
You know, ultimately, John, we pick at the things we don't like with Deshaun Watson. But more important than anything is that he does appear to have that ability to make plays at critical times in his DNA. And I'd take that over hanging onto the ball too long and taking sacks. The stuff that annoys us right now, that he's not growing as fast as we want. He's got that element, which is something Matt Schaub had no strands in his DNA.
Positive or negative that they moved the ball so well that they got in the field goal range five times, but yet you had to kick five field goals?
Yeah, well,
there's a positive to that too, in that you got into field goal range. It's,
but you'll get eliminated doing that. Like you got to.
Oh, really? Because yesterday I honestly, both teams, Pittsburgh and New England, were up and down the field just destroying the defenses, and the freaking game was 14-7 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think that is the one area.
It ended 14-10, right? Yeah, 14-10.
That's the area that does concern me a little with this offense and with Watson in particular is. There just is not the conversions of drives that end in touchdowns as opposed to field goals. Too many field goals. And I think it's because they're really struggling to, when they get inside the 20-yard line, they're not converting third downs.
Okay, nobody is better in the league at converting once you get into the red zone than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they have not been a good football team.
They're not getting there as much as they need to, obviously.
No, right, obviously. That's a point. That's a point. They're not getting there as much. The Texans are getting there more. Now, you look at their schedule and who they're playing and all of this and bing, bam, bam. But they are getting there. They're moving the ball. I don't know. I know everybody complains about the field goals. It's still points. You're walking away with points as opposed to zeros, which is, to me, I think you can look at it with, okay, not everything has to be a negative. We can look at it with some rose-colored glasses, too. It's a 10-14. Yes, they don't score. Yes, they keep everybody in the football game. Let's see if they can get this job done. I know Bill O'Brien. I know. I get it. He's too conservative. All of those things. Great. He's a horrible play caller. He may be the worst coach in the NFL. He may quite possibly be the worst because that's all I hear. But this is a 10-4 football team. And even though they win ugly, you know what? Teams have won ugly before and done wonderful things. Let's see. Let's get Sean in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Sean?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just wanted to talk about how I'm proud of the Texans at 10-4. We're winning despite our head coach. Guys are making plays. I mean, Bill O'Brien calling the timeout on fourth down is such a Bill O'Brien move. We stop the fourth down and then just come back and get that first down to take the lead after that. But the big positive was watching the Cowboys game with the Cowboys fan and watching them just crap the bed and get dominated. So I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned that. did you see the count? Today's word number zero.
Where did they do that?
0 points for the Cowboys.
Let's count it together.
Ready? Cowboys scored zero.
None.
Who are you for, Cowboys or Colts? That was a question
that
on
was
Twitter.
A tough question.
Who do you cheer for?
I had to be for the Colts.
If you have a chance to not have a that, Cowboys get a shutout.
That was one of my favorite picks this week was the Colts.
But regardless of that, if you have a chance for the Cowboys to get shut out.
Yeah.
I mean,
dude, hey, listen, the reason that the Cowboys have been good lately is because Zeke has been running his ass off. The Colts have been stopping the run. They have been great at stopping the run. So now Dak, I thought honestly, I gave the three, and I was like, "This, I think this is a gift here." It was one of the only ones I had right all week. And sure enough, they did. They were fan. I'm telling you, that Colts defense is underrated. That's a scary, scary.
They've really got.
I hope after that, what were they, 1-5?
Yeah.
I hope, you know, and since they're then they're 7-1.
Yeah.
I mean, so this team is about as scary as it gets to me, and this bye, and I'm not joking. If the Patriots are the 3 seed and the Colts go there, the Colts have a shot at beating the Patriots.
Remember when it was the big laughing joke is when Chris Ballard said it's the rivalry's back on after the Josh Daniels stuff, or Josh McDaniels stuff, and everyone's like, "What are you talking about? Rivalry's back on?" And then the Colts got worked by the Patriots early in the season, and everyone's like, "This rivalry's not back on." Man, it feels in one season. In like 10 weeks, there's a massive change. But right now, as it stands, Colts aren't making the playoffs. So,
no.
You know, that's the thing is it's going to be, I guarantee you, everybody in the league who is a playoff team is saying, let's go Lamar Jackson. Let's go Ravens. Keep Andrew Luck out.
I really would love to see. Well. That said,
you don't want to see
that said
Luck
no. That said, if the Texans are the 2 seed, I'm fine with the Colts getting in. I'm fine with the Colts getting in and beating. The Colts would beat the Patriots, would go to the Patriots and have a shot, and then they'd get the Chiefs would get the Colts if the Colts won, not the Texans. So
yeah,
I would be fine with the Colts getting.
You
in.
Know, the Colts could do your dirty work.
That's right.
I guess that's I hadn't really thought about that, but. The teams that you'd probably struggle to beat, it actually that actually does make some sense. Like, you know, and then you turn it into one. Of course, now you have to win your own games. But yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't think Lamar Jackson's scaring anybody too badly right now. But you know he's going to run on
do
you.
Do you like Lamar at the Chargers this week?
No.
All
right, so it could be Colts. Who do the Colts have?
The Colts are home against the Giants.
I like the Colts there. The Colts really could get some help here from the Chargers.
How about that Saquon had, 38 yards this week?
Operation shutdown.
Yeah, the Titans did that.
They didn't. The Titans are so up and down. Yeah, the Titans.
Although the Colts and Titans play in the last week.
So, and the Colts smash him. What? It's looking like week 17 is going to be a really, really big deal
really big
for
one.
A lot of teams.
Yep.
You know, the one thing we don't, the area that we don't talk about with the Texans nearly enough is Deshaun Watson's not turning it over. He's not giving it away right now. The Texans right now are third in the NFL turnover differential. In this win streak, especially over the last like 6 games, they are not giving the ball away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not taking it away a ton, but they're absolutely not giving it away. Right now, their differential is 10. Chicago's number one in the league at 13, then Seattle 12, and then Houston 10. And then you have Cleveland, and then you have four teams at 9, Cleveland, Denver, Miami, and Washington. But Houston, one of the most important, you know, they've had 9 interceptions. They've taken away 13. They've taken away 11 fumbles. They've given away 5. That differential is huge right now for their success because when they're busy kicking a crap ton of field goals with Kai Fairbairn, they're not giving away additional opportunities for the other team. And that's how they're winning right now. We talk about winning ugly. You know how you can win ugly? Good special teams, taking care of the football, and having a defense that can play bend but don't break. I don't know that I classify the Texans as a bend but don't break defense right now, though.
Well, what are their yards and what is their...
They're giving up a lot of yards. You can beg that off with Baker Mayfield.
If they give up a lot of yards, and yet they're not giving up a lot of points. That's a bend, but don't break.
But they're not giving up a lot of. They give up yards whenever they play good teams. And I'm assuming you're going to see good teams in the playoffs.
That's true. Yeah. Right now, Texans in the league, Houston, as far as yards go, 15th. Okay, they're 15th in the league. That's just average points per game. They're fifth. So they are a bend, but don't break.
But one of the reasons is because they're getting turnovers.
Well, and the other reason is they're not playing any good quarterbacks.
I mean, that helps.
How would you guys
You mean just a ton of first-rounders like Blake Bortles?
Drive-killing sacks to turnovers. Like, I know if a turnover happens inside.
I'd much rather have a drive-killing sack.
Inside get a sack.
You get to punt the ball.
Inside you get to punt the ball. Anytime you punt the ball as opposed to turn it over, it's
I know a drive-killing sack inside your 20 compared to a fumble inside your 20 is certainly you'd rather take the sack. But the Texans rank last in sacks per game, giving up sacks per game. Mm-hmm. They're right. They're 3.7 per game. Dallas is 3.6. Now, sacks can happen in a number of different ways, but if Deshaun is holding the ball instead of getting rid of it, and it leads to a sack that kills a drive.
You'd rather have the sack than make an ill-advised pass.
That's a much rather have that.
There's no question.
Yep. So they're second in the league in sacks given up?
No, they're last in the league in sacks.
Oh, they've taken the lead back over. So. Yeah, they were out of the cellar for a little while, but over the last couple weeks, they've made a charge.
Another six on Saturday.
Yeah, they've made a 11 the last two games. They've made a real
charge.
I'd say like nine of those might be Deshaun's. Yeah. But, you know, that's a fair point, though. I'd rather have him taking a sack than saying, let me just throw this up here into double coverage again.
Absolutely.
Because we're not seeing him do that.
All right. You know why? Because he's got the right testosterone.
He does. He clearly does. He said it's in his DNA, and his DNA is just in his, you know, his body type is full of that. That big T, the testosterone, I can tell you that, because you don't just drive down the field for game-winning drives accidentally. There's a little something going on there. But I'll tell you something else, though. At Men's T Clinic, I'm not going to say that they can get you to the point where you're winning big football games late at the end of the day, but maybe you can win late in the evening, if you know what I mean. Maybe you can get the W there. Maybe you can get the W at the office place where you're looking to, you know, make that big move and head up the corporate ladder, or you want to get a raise, or, you know, you just want to have that energy on the weekends to go out and have fun on a Saturday, have fun on a Sunday, as opposed to always trying to rest and recoup and, I'm just always so tired. That consistent chronic fatigue, that inability to, you know, to get your mojo back. One of the reasons that happens is because your testosterone level is low. And when your testosterone level is low, you are going to live your worst life. Live your best life. Get your testosterone level where it's supposed to be. The only way you know whether or not it's at the levels you need it to be is if you go ahead and, you know, check it out with getting tested at Men's T Clinic. There's four locations in the Houston area. They will set up a treatment plan for you that works for you. And if they need to tweak it, they do that as well. So they get you to the optimal testosterone level for you to live that best life. MensTClinic.com, MensTClinic.com, Pearland, Pasadena, Cypress, and right there in the Heights, it's MensTClinic.com.
You know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5, 703-780-3776. 703-780-3776. La Raza wants to get in here. Irv wants to talk a little Texans football. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
¿Qué pasó, Johnny G, Lan? Delvencito.
It's
not my name.
Patres.
Good morning, guys. So, obviously, I stayed up watching the very final Sunday night game. And can I tell you, Nick Foles better than Carson Wentz? What do you guys think? Should we be concerned about this Philadelphia team coming up? And or how fake is the L.A. Rams? I mean, they lost to Chicago. Everybody was saying that it was because of the weather. Jared Goff can't play in the weather, in the cold. They were in L.A. yesterday. So what do you think happened there? I mean, I'll let you guys talk about
it. Well, I think Philly woke up a little bit and somewhat. I mean, I think
they've been waiting for it all year.
That's right. I mean, they've so underperformed this year. I think they finally have woken up. And I don't know. I just think Carson Wentz was not – he actually wasn't all that good this year. He just hasn't been. And, you know, the running game, and Nick Foles gave him a little bit of a boost. I mean, I can't explain Nick Foles. I'm sorry. I just can't. What he did last year in the postseason, to me, I bet against him every game. Every game.
It just got hot. He got hot. And then all of a sudden this year, start the season, it's like, ugh, gross.
Right.
And
it's the same when he had that huge year under Chip and then just
terrible
fell apart.
After that. He's just a guy who can whip it up for you in a small sample size, and now the Texans have to potentially fade that small sample size.
No.
But they are beat to hell in the secondary. They are not a good offensive team right now. So I don't know. Philadelphia hasn't played well all year long. They've been disappointing all year long. We're looking for the Texans to struggle all year long. This Cleveland game is dangerous. This game is dangerous. This game is dangerous. And only the Colts beat them, and the Texans played terrible, and the Colts won by 3. So, you know, I think the Texans, I don't know who the favorite. I would assume Texans are a small favorite on the road. Have you seen the number yet?
I have not seen a number.
I'm going to make the Texans like a... I'm
no
gonna make
way.
Them, oh, I'm...
No yeah. chance.
The Eagles have been bad. I'll make the Texans at least a 1.5-point favorite.
Oh, I'm no chance.
Sure. Why not?
NFL Week 15 odds. Here we go. Houston Texans football is not on the board.
It's not?
It's not on my board. Anyway.
All right.
It's not at my bookie. I don't know why that's not up. Why would it not be up? Maybe DeAndre's the ankle?
Right here, it says... The Vegas insider consensus is Houston 3.5.
Get the bleep out of here.
It's not what it hasn't opened yet. So we'll see. But according to Vegas insider, based on how these two teams have played, the number should be 3.5.
And I just saw.
Yeah, I mean, Houston should be the favorite against the. We're giving Philadelphia way too much credit based on what they did last year. This has not been
I'm
a good
I'm going to tell you what,
year.
They're going to get inundated with Philly money.
Well, that's fine. And Houston will just make it 11-12. And then you and the rest of your haters here in the city can STH. That's what Bill O'Brien's saying. He's saying, I guess y'all want to STH because what's about to happen is I'm going to keep on winning on the golden foot of Kai Fairbairn. Yeah, Texans lead the league in field goals made with 34. What's up? Yeah, the Texans are third in the league in turnover differential.
STH, stop the hate.
No, suck something.
The whole what?
Suck the...
No, that's not something that Bill O'Brien would say.
Yeah, 100% he would.
No.
Yeah, 100%.
No. Bill O'Brien 100%. Just wouldn't talk like that.
I'm sorry that the wins aren't pretty fanatic. Enough for you and your haters here in Houston.
I just can't
but
see
I'm that. On team B-O-B. You know how come? Because we win gritty.
You see, that's another one.
Gritty wins.
In July... The Texans, what would the number have been before this season started in July when the Nugget comes out with their little preseason lines? What would this line have been?
Probably Eagles 6.5.
Eagles more like 8.5. The Texans were a last place team within 1-4 games.
Nah, but everyone knew Deshaun
Watson was coming back. Yeah.
I think probably 6.5 is what they said.
But the Eagles were the champs, and everybody thought that they were going to dominate the league again.
I don't know if everyone thought they're going to dominate the league. They got hot without Carson Wentz. I mean, there were still some questions there.
And then Carson Wentz was coming back, and he's even better.
Yeah, but there were still some questions. But, yeah, the Houston Texans are going to be favored in this game.
Wow.
No, stop being scared. Stop being scared of wins all the time.
I'm not scared of wins.
We got scared on Saturday night.
We didn't get you a big, mean dog. They do is win,
well,
John.
You weren't scared on Saturday night, Lance? For a little bit, you weren't scared on Saturday night?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Deshaun's got this in his DNA. He's got loyalty. He's got royalty inside his DNA.
Yeah.
He's got championships and touchdown drives inside his DNA.
I was really not scared of this game. Honestly, at no point did I not think that the Texans would win. I just was worried about 7 points. 6.5 to 7. That's the only thing that scared me.
You'd be one of few people who weren't worried whether they would win or not.
You know what the good news is going to be? I'm gonna bet you 60, two-thirds of the country is going to be betting on the Eagles in this football game.
So what?
No, but I like that because usually at this time of the year, the public is wrong.
Look, man, the Eagles have sucked this year. The Eagles have been a massive, massive disappointment. Now, they've played better as of late in two of the last three. They haven't been able to string anything together. And injuries are an issue now. And It's just this isn't the team that won last year. They are fat and sassy.
But you
and
don't have
fat
to be
and happy, and they're not the same
you
team.
You don't have to be a great football team or the team that won the Super Bowl last year to win a game that you desperately need at home.
No, there's no question.
You don't need to be great. Particularly, you don't need to be great to beat this Texas team.
No, you don't. And yet, teams aren't doing it though.
Who are the teams?
Yeah,
the Jets stink.
Let's quit acting like the Eagles are a good team. They're not a good team.
Well,
and let's
Jets.
Not forget, but though their backs are against the wall.
Who?
And the Eagles.
Eagles. That's what they're.
And the Texans have something to play for too.
No, they got something to play for. But
for
backs
a bye.
Against the
it's
wall
not the same.
At home.
I mean, their backs were against the wall last week when they lost,
and this week when they won
and beat the Rams.
Yeah. I mean this backs against the wall thing. I'd say their backs have been against the wall at least four different games where they really needed a win and they didn't do it.
Do you think it was tougher to beat the Rams on the road than it will be to beat the Texans at home?
Tougher to beat the Rams on the road than Texans at home. Yeah, I would assume, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we just saw them do something you didn't think they were capable of, right?
Yeah, but they have not. But my point is they haven't been consistent. Like, they throw a complete clunker in the next week.
That's fine. Winning on Sunday
we're
is just two
finding,
in a row.
We're finding reasons. Vegas is going to make them the favorite, the Texans.
I'm just saying I think that line is it's a dangerous line to me.
That's fine, but the lines are irrelevant. They got to play the game. And right now, the Texans have played a more consistent brand of football. They've got a recipe for winning. The Eagles don't. And whether we like it or not, none of us like it. It's not pretty. It's not aesthetically pleasing. They make a crap ton of field goals. They move the ball down the field into field goal range because apparently they're a field goal team. Now, if you tell me, you know where there's no line, Hopkins.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, and if there's no DeAndre Hopkins, the Eagles are...
He might be worth a point and a half to two. Well, but there's very few non-quarterbacks.
But you
that
and
are
I both
than,
know
more than a point.
DeAndre
and a half.
Hopkins is a massive part of the success for Deshaun Watson.
Absolutely.
You're going to go Demaryius Thomas, DeAndre Carter, and Joe Webb, or who? Sammy Coates. You want to talk about castoffs? Third string quarterbacks, cut special team, your cut return men, and Sammy Coates, a third round flameout from the Steelers. Those are your targets. Because he can't see tight ends. Deshaun just doesn't like tight ends.
Well, if you put 88 out wide, now all of a sudden, he's going to have to look that way.
Sometimes he can see 83. And you know, maybe this will be a good thing for Deshaun to be forced into looking at other guys.
Don't say that.
Well, not a good thing.
It's a good thing to not have
No, it's not
Nuke.
A good thing not to have Hopkins. Yeah, it's not. I
That's not a good
that
thing. 846 ESPN 97.5. You know what's not a good thing? To brush your teeth like you two. Because you don't even know how. You two, I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Here's the deal, is now I'm doing it right. I think about it every morning when I'm just... Now I change quadrants. Now I know what I'm doing. And you too, still, you don't even know what quadrant you're in right now. You have no idea. Yeah, you never knew that. You never knew how to brush your teeth. That's a problem. What I need you to do is please go to getquip.com/ESPN975. Getquip.com/ESPN975. You'll get it delivered to you. How about this? They'll get it to you, and you can get your stocking stuffer. It's $25. It can't be any better that this is a stocking stuffer. And oh, by the way, it's $5. The first three months free, that three-month refill free. And then after that, $5 every 3 months. And you got toothpaste and your bristles, new bristles. That's what I'm talking about. It just doesn't get any better than getquip.com/ESPN975. Getquip.com/ESPN975. Well, how about getting somebody something that they'll use twice a day for Christmas? That'll be great. Getquip.com/ESPN975.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 8:51 ESPN 97.5.
How about we haven't gotten into the fact that our Houston Rockets smashed the
I wanted to talk
the LeBroners.
About that. Did you see that story? And we talk about making adjustments and whatnot. And the Rockets made zero adjustments defensively through the course of this season. And yet, there was a story, Jonathan Fagan did a story, said that the Lakers were talking about how the Rockets don't switch, so they're looking for favorable matchups, right? So, yeah, last week Luke Walton spoke about facing the Rockets.
You mean the Rockets do switch?
They switch all the time. Yeah. They do switch all the time. He cited the switching defense they have used more than any team in the NBA this season. Our prep is all about all that switching that they do and how we can take advantage of that. Well, so you know what the Rockets did? It's unbelievable. Now, you just mentioned Belichick and O'Brien, that they're not going to use the same game plan twice in a row, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the Rockets said, we're just going to do, you know what? We're going to do what we do, even if it really, really sucks.
Yeah, but in fairness,
even if we don't have guys that can cover other guys, we're going to, with Carmelo Anthony on the floor, we're going to switch.
But a lot of teams do that. Golden State Warriors series was. Both teams did the same exact thing.
But they were better at it last year. They were a lot better at it last year.
Because of the magical Trevor Ariza.
Bamute
wasn't even there for the second half of the
season. Not that series. But all year long, before that.
It's the same team. That's the frustrating part. The same guys other than one guy, Trevor Ariza.
Well, no, because Eric Gordon is starting more now and whatnot. And you got two little guys, fellas on the floor at the same time, and Paul and Eric Gordon. And how many times did I see down low? I was at the last the Denver game.
Yeah, the same as last year.
And
Chris
Paul
can
crap,
get...
I got Jokic on freaking on Eric Gordon.
Right.
That's a bad matchup.
It's the same thing they did last year, though, and we weren't complaining last year.
Well, because they were better. But it didn't seem like they got caught nearly as much in horrific situations.
I'm not a fan of automatic switches all the time because then it allows teams to game plan matchups like they talked about.
And the Rockets now have said, since their loss to the Jazz, who came to Toyota Center for a rematch Monday, the Rockets have dialed back on the switching, with much of their success Tuesday against the Trailblazers coming after possessions in which they kept centers back. They limited the switchings. We're trying not to switch, D'Antoni said. There will be times a guy gets hit with a screen and can't get through. You have to switch. Now it's on a have-to basis, not a want-to basis. We're trying to keep our big at home. Try to keep him where he rebounds more. That's been a problem for us. Ding, 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 ding. Holy crap. It only took 28 games to figure it out.
Well, but they're sticking with what worked for them last year, which the thought is...
But it wasn't working this year, Lance. That's great.
No,
I
know.
It worked last year. It hasn't worked all year.
I know, but the problem... Well, here's one of the reasons. I think teams have figured out... It's really simple. If you watch on TV, and you could see this late in the season, and you could see it now so far this season, teams have figured out, and I'm sure the numbers are bearing this out for Daryl, he's basically saying, our numbers tell us that when we switch, teams are now finding... certain players, you remember it used to be they would always find James Harden, and then he was defending better last year. Now they're just basically they're switching to pull Capella away from shot blocking opportunities. And it's become so predictable now that teams are basically saying, we're gonna run this, so we take Capella out and we match up big on small or good offense player and bad offense player, and it's easy. And now they realize the Rockets are like, well, the numbers just don't bear it out anymore. We can't keep doing it. You can't make it to where teams can get the most favorable matchup every time.
So
you just can't.
It took an 11-14 start to get this, I guess. Okay. I get it. Well, but they did figure it out. As opposed to going, with our human eyes, we saw this, though, Lance. How long? How much? We've seen this, and then finally, well, you know what we decided? Oh, well, good. Since this is your livelihood.
Yeah, but there's still plenty of time in the season that. I'm glad they did it.
Well, no,
I'm glad they made a switch.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't lose their 14th game last year until February.
You know, this,
but okay.
By the way, the Rockets are one of the reasons people are not happy about the Texans. I figured this out. Last year, you came off of the Rockets being really a half. They were within one half of winning an NBA championship for all intents and purposes. Jeff Van Gundy said the same thing on our show. You had the Astros winning a World Series. And then you have the Texans. Now, granted, the Astros season has ended without a World Series, but you had one the year previous, followed by a great run by the Rockets, the best in team history that didn't end in a title, the most regular season wins. I think the bar has been raised in Houston a little bit, and the level of play for the Astros was very, very high. The level, even this year, it was very high. The level of play for the Rockets last year was very, very high. I feel like people don't see that same level of play for the Texans, and they're more worried about level of play than wins and losses. Because ultimately, let's just be honest, level of play determines how far you can
Get. I've always said that this city, it will back a team if it thinks it's got a shot at a championship. And this city doesn't believe that this team
has a chance,
the Texans have a chance at a championship. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. So, and it won't until they prove otherwise in the postseason.
I wonder if I
have a lot more confidence in this team.
I wonder how Texans' life would be right now if Kevin Johnson were back. I wonder if he had made improvements or if Romeo would have found a way to get him into a position to succeed. That. Well, because Sharice is making me rethink all that stuff.
Yeah, but Kevin Johnson, good Lord.
Sharice Wright. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but Kevin Johnson.
Yeah, but double moves.
Yeah, but Kevin Johnson.
I know it doesn't sound like something you want to see, but at the same time, I don't know that he's going to be a lot worse than Sharice Wright.
All right, we got a break. Dell said we got a break because Dell's just being Dell, being a jerk about it. So,
well, because you guys can't talk in 3 more minutes. That can't be done.
Okay, well, we're going to break right now, Dell. Thanks. Well,
please,
okay, why don't you just ruin the show for everybody?
Well, you guys have done a good job of that already.
We've already taken care of that?
Yeah, okay. You don't need my help.
Okay, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about 4hymns.com. It's really kind of a big deal to have, and for your marriage or for if you're not married or whatever, for your confidence, for your overall well-being, to have the relations the way that you want, to be satisfied yourself, all of these things, as opposed to having this on the back of your mind, to being frustrated, all of the things that goes along with having some sexual issues, having ED. Well, 4hymns.com gets this done for you. And, well, you don't have to be one of the riches to get it done either. If, as a matter of fact, if you don't have all that much money, this is the only way to go. Because if you got to go to the doctor and get that prescription of the name brand stuff, holy crap, is it expensive. So look, if you're looking for a great way to save a bunch of money and yet get the generic equivalent for just $5, try Hymns today for a month for $5. To get you started for $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor and pharmacy. Go to 4hymns.com/John5. 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 Get rid of the erectile dysfunction at 4hymns.com/John5.
ESPN 97.5.